The days from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur are called the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the 10 days of Tshuva, or return. These are the days that are most propitious, most opportune, for us to overcome the distance that exists between ourselves and Hashem. Tshuva is a process of reconciliation, and the reason why this process is most possible now is because Hashem makes His presence accessible. What is the connection between Hashem's presence and the ease with which we can come to some reconciliation? I was thinking about this question, and I remembered an experience from a few years ago. I work here at the OU in the headquarters of the Kashrus Division. One of the accounts that I oversee, from the office side, is located in Asia. This particular account always comes out with new products and frequently needs new documentation from us to support their claims to their customers that their product is kosher. At one time, it was difficult for us to keep up with their need. Sometimes my contact, an employee of the company, would have to remind me to send them documentation. I felt a bit bad about it, but I never apologized for it, rationalizing that my job is difficult and my hands are full, and their needs are often excessive. We went on like this for a while. We always provided them the documentation they needed and, in time, ultimately, to service their needs. But we didn't always get it to them as rapidly as they actually wanted it. Well, I went to visit them once with the local mashgiach for a standard review of their operations. And, on the way, knowing that I would be meeting personally my Asian counterpart, I began thinking about how I really ought to apologize for the fact that the response time may not be as fast as it probably could be. It was a shade embarrassing, but that's what I did. I apologized to her and told her that I would do what I could to make things work more efficiently in the future, and she appreciated that. And since then, our response time, I hope, has been better. The point of this story is that when we are far from someone whom we are estranged from, in the various ways that estrangement might manifest itself, we tend to hold fast to whatever firm position our heart has locked onto. But meeting a person face to face has a tendency to permit us to ease that firmness, to acknowledge that we are not always right, and even to say, "I'm sorry." This is precisely what is happening during the month of Elul, and especially during these 10 days of Tshuva. During the course of the year, we do all sorts of things that create distance between ourselves and Hashem, and we are typically pretty complacent about it. The distance itself accommodates that complacency. But Hashem visits us, so to speak, during this time of year, every year, to awaken in us feelings of discomfort, perhaps even a feeling of regret about how small and stupid we can sometimes be. We have to take advantage of these feelings because they lead to a recognition that we are not always as perfect as we think we are, which is the starting point of reconciliation and growth. We can anticipate this closeness every year, this reunion, so to speak, with Hashem, based on the following teaching. The prophet Yeshaya said, "Seek Hashem when He is accessible. Call out to Him when He is close." Our sages are troubled by the implication of this verse. Does this mean that sometimes Hashem is not accessible? Sometimes He is not close? The answer is yes. We learn from here that sometimes Hashem is accessible and sometimes less so. Sometimes He is close and sometimes less so. When they ask, is He accessible and close? During these 10 days. Because tshuva is so much easier during this time, the theme of many of the slichos that are said during the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are therefore about tshuva. Particularly those read on Tzom Gedalia, the fast of Gedalia, which initiates the 7 days of slichos that are said between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Today we will focus on one of those slichos said on Tzom Gedalia, slicha number 53 in the Art Scroll Nusach Ashkenaz edition of Slichos, which can be found on page 494. It is called Haresa Derech Tshuva, Labasa Shoveva, which means, "You taught the way of Tshuva to the wayward daughter." When we say, "You taught the way of Tshuva," we are speaking to Hashem. Wayward daughter refers to the Jewish people and alludes to a verse in Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, who calls the Jewish people the wayward daughter because of their lack of loyalty to Hashem. Already in the first part of the title, we notice something remarkable. "You taught the way of Tshuva" means that without Hashem's having taught us about Tshuva, we wouldn't know it's possible. What does this mean? I heard the following point made in the name of Reb Yisrael Salanter, one of the great Jewish thinkers of the 19th century. Anyone who is familiar with the writings of the prophets knows that they had to keep imploring the Jewish people that they should do tshuva. One might wonder, why do they keep needing to know about this? To us, it seems like a broken record, and it sounds obvious. The answer that Reb Yisrael said is that the generations to whom the prophets were speaking were aware of how appalling their behavior was, and therefore had a hard time conceiving that there could be any reconciliation at all. If a middle-level manager, for example, at a company staff meeting, completely loses his temper and screams at the chief executive officer in front of everyone around, we would all be sure, he included once he comes back to his senses, that this would be this employee's last staff meeting. It would be hard to believe that the boss would permit the middle-level manager, who is, after all, easily replaceable, and who disgraced this important person, to make amends. It would be even more inconceivable to think that the chief executive officer would encourage and make himself available for the middle-level manager for this process. And to think that the chief executive officer would actually try to explain to the middle-level manager what to do precisely to help himself make amends is unthinkable. Actually, we would probably call this godlike behavior, because no normal human being would ever conceptualize this. But that's precisely what Hashem has done by teaching us tshuva. He has not only taught us that there is tshuva, but he has taught the Jewish people the way of tshuva. Knowing and internalizing this fact is the first step in the process of doing tshuva. Indeed, this is the starting point for the classic sefer on tshuva, called The Gates of Tshuva, by Rabbeinu Yonah. He begins the sefer, which lays out precisely what steps need to be done to do tshuva, by saying that it is part of Hashem's goodness that there exists gates of tshuva, an opportunity to do tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah began his sefer this way so that we should not convince ourselves that we are all goners and that we will never become great people. Rather, Hashem wants us to do tshuva and to grow. This is the point that we need to internalize from this slicha. It is the refrain for every stanza. The question is, where did Hashem teach us to do tshuva? Hashem did not exclaim, "Do tshuva at Har Sinai." That didn't happen. Rather, Hashem taught tshuva to the Jewish people, as the slicha makes clear, through what he taught about the actions of people in the Torah. Each of the stanzas, from the third to the second to last, is devoted to people who underwent this process. Adam HaRishon is first, Cain is second, Reuven, Yehuda, Ahab, and finally the people of Nineveh. We will not go into detail through each of these. Suffice it to say, one should go through each of these stanzas and understand what the people did tshuva on, and the fact that it was accepted, sometimes even with the slightest bit of contrition. We do not have the opportunity to do so here, but if the listener has a moment, he should go through each of the stanzas and study it. The Mesillas Yesharim writes that by reading about the figures in Tanakh, we can learn the lessons about how Hashem wants us to act. The author of the Slicha also is pointing out that by studying each of these subjects, we can explore a dimension of tshuva.